listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Brought to you in part by the Four Firkins Specialty Beer Store at thefourfirkins.com. And we'll talk about Alvy in a little bit.
Okay.
We had a discussion, Alvy and I, recently.
Did you?
That, of course, I'm going to bring it up without his presence so he can't defend himself. Because that's the kind of show this is. I'm Evan. We have Dave across from me. And a very pissy Dave today.
It's an angry Dave.
It's angry Dave.
It's a very angry Dave. It's an angry Dave, it's a tired Dave,
which tend to go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's just, I should.
You're really like a toddler. You haven't had your nap.
I need my nookie blanket.
You need your binky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need my nook, my binky, and my teddy bear. And some warm milk.
You're all a demanding baby.
I am.
I'm sure your mother would corroborate this story.
Probably.
So we are at a place that we're actually kind of continuing this weird tradition lately.
Coincidence, it's not tradition.
Well, okay, two is a coincidence. If we find a third, that'll be a tradition at that point. But going to places that are in the same space as somewhere we've already been.
Right.
In this case, we're at Red's Savoy Pizza in Uptown.
Is it Red or just Red?
It's Red's.
Oh, Red's. Okay.
Red's. As in Eric Foreman's dad, it's Red's.
That's Red.
Yeah, I know. That's a Red. Apostrophe, okay. S. He owns it.
He owns this place?
Yes, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. Kurtwood Smith owns this place.
Kurtwood Smith is a badass.
He is a badass.
He's Sir Kurtwood of Smith.
I've always... See... Okay, we'll talk about... I want to talk about this for a second. When That 70s Show started,
yeah.
Okay, and I'm a fan of that show, yep. By and large. I mean, I'll watch it if it's on.
It's a good show.
It's fine.
It's good writing. It's funny.
Yes.
Plus, you live vicariously through Eric Foreman.
No, not really.
The nerdy kid that gets the hot chick, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
It's not that. My dad is definitely living through him because, A, he finds Laura Prepon extremely hot. And he grew up in the 70s, and his name is Eric. So there's a lot of...
Do you call him Foreman?
Before my father?
Yeah.
No.
You should.
Why would I do that? I just call him old bastard.
And he refers to you as AU.
Yeah, the boy. I'm always the boy, and I will be the boy forever.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, no, but when That 70s Show started, the only thing I had seen Kurtwood Smith in before that was RoboCop. He was the main bad guy in RoboCop.
That's right.
Which just made that character even more terrifying.
The funny thing is that he was that guy that always showed up in a military uniform and any sort of Harrison Ford, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm trying to think of another actions type star vehicle that involved politics or military in some form or fashion.
He was one of those guys. Well, he looks like that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy.
And he acts like
that. I'm pretty sure he played and had the same costume in both Under Siege and in Air Force One.
He probably owned it. Like that was probably just like his dress.
I brought it from home.
Yeah, he brought it from home.
No need.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah, exactly. It comes prepared. But no, we're at Red Savoy Pizza, which this particular location is used to be Glooney's.
Yeah.
Which I think we did like episode 2. We are now at 94.
I think it was close to like episode 4.
Whatever. The first 5 episodes, somewhere in there.
Okay.
We did this place. But then I believe that went out of business, and then Red Savoy, which is a local chain, the main one's in St. Paul.
Yeah.
they bought the place. Doesn't look like they changed a whole lot. They changed the booths.
Which is a good thing, because the booths were haggard, to say
the least. Yes, they cleaned the place up.
A little, yeah.
They definitely cleaned the place up. One thing I do want to point out here, they've gone a little more, I mean, it was always kind of a punk pizza place,
mm-hmm.
but this is a little more punk with a job
hipster than
it
punk.
Is. I could see that. But, so there's a lot of posters around here, a lot of band posters. Mm-hmm. I got some DeWitt stuff, which I own one of his things. That's really cool. It looks like it's mostly DeWitt by the looks of it. But they got a poster for Surly Darkness over on the side there.
Done by?
That might be Adam Turman. I can't tell from here.
It is.
But they don't serve Surly Darkness here.
No.
They don't serve any beer here. So I think that's a bit of a tease, to be honest.
I know. I that was the one thing that I was kind of looking forward to.
Some beer?
Some beer to soothe the savage beast, if you will.
Well, stay tuned, because next week you'll get your beer taken care of.
Really?
Yes.
You have a plan?
I have a plan. But we'll talk about it at the end of the show.
Okay. I love surprises.
We might have a special guest. It may be 2 weeks from now, because I didn't get confirmation. I was hoping to get confirmation before the show.
Okay.
We have a special guest coming on of a beer nature.
That happened to be
that is not Alvy.
It's not Alvy. Okay.
So I want to go to a place that he can show off his knowledge. So we'll go to a fine beer establishment either next week or the week after.
That we haven't been to already?
We haven't been to. I have to find one. I mean, I haven't picked a place yet. But we have this guest coming on. And
okay.
But like I said, I don't have confirmation quite yet, so I don't want to announce it. That'll be next week. It'll be in the next 2 weeks, somewhere in there.
Should be blowing up all over the place.
I know.
All right.
Stay tuned to the website for more details. What was I talking about?
Kurtwood Smith.
We were talking about Kurtwood Smith.
And his awesomeness.
Yes, and the man was bald from birth, I'm sure.
No, he's got hair in a couple of his.
Really?
Yep.
It's a wig.
Not much. It's like hanging on to a dying animal type of deal.
Mm.
You know, should have put it down already.
Yeah, probably.
But much like yourself, you know, it's time to give up the ghost, but.
I have given up the ghost. What are you talking about?
You haven't quite given up the ghost.
I'm not going down to the skin.
You could. You could rock it.
No, I couldn't, because in the endless arms race between myself and my father, he went to the skin first. Now I'd just be copying him. So.
Yeah, but you could still keep the chops, which would be awesome.
Then I just look like Elvy at that point.
No, because Elvy's not bald.
No, that's right.
I mean, he's losing his hair just as fast as you are, but I'm just saying.
I suppose. We'll see. I'm only keeping the chops.
His extra chest hair makes up for...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is one thing I will compete with no one over.
A grizzly.
His chest hair. I grow facial hair and pretty much all hair like a 13-year-old boy. So...
You actually haven't shaved your sideburns in 10 years.
This has been 3 months, I want to say. Whereas for you, I think this would be like a day and a half.
I can do that in a week.
Yeah.
I can do what you got going on.
Yeah, this is
no problem.
This is at least 2 months.
I actually went 5 days last week without shaving.
Top you off again?
That'd be great. Thank you.
You got it. You see something going?
Oh, sure. No.
Actually went
that
five
wasn't
days.
A word I just said there. Like, sure.
Actually went 5 days that's last okay. week without shaving, and it was ugly.
It was terrifying?
It was terrifying.
You just look more hobo-ish.
And it was more that I forgot to grab shaving cream on the way home from work.
Well, and that combined with your rather long hair.
I know, it's...
You just look disheveled.
We're putting an end to that on Friday. Thank God. Mercy killing to that.
Whereas I just shave at home now.
Right.
When shows, because I always miss a spot.
Like right here.
I managed to pull. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I just always have that one tuft.
The problem is you're doing it yourself.
Yes.
And you wear glasses, so I mean that.
That might but I refuse to pay someone to do it.
Why pay somebody when I can fuck this up by myself?
Well, no, it's just it's like. That's like shit they cover first day of beauty school. So it's like, I'm not going to pay someone to shave my head. But Heather won't do it, so.
But you don't get the head massage, though. Or the head, the...
They're not going to massage my head.
No, I'm talking about the shampoo. That's the only reason why I go get my hair.
My hair doesn't get long enough where it's worth getting the shampoo.
Really? Even when you go to get, when you've gone to get a haircut, you didn't get the shampoo?
I never, well, when I get my haircut, if it's included, I never pay extra for the
really?
Shampoo. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the stylist I go to now, it's included along with the hot towel.
Although, here's a hot tip, by the way.
What's that?
If you're planning on getting a haircut,
yeah.
Go a week, maybe a week and a half.
Yeah.
Of not shampooing yourself, because at that point, then the barber or whatever, the cosmetologist, whatever, they'll do it for free just so they don't have to touch your greasy ass hair. Just saying,
it's included with my haircut.
It's a money saving tip I'm giving you right now.
I love the place where I go get my haircut. I've got comfy chairs.
You want to give them a plug here?
I could.
Go ahead.
I go to Ray's Salon in RAZE.
Ray's isn't burn the village down,
yeah,
Ray's?
Exactly. Pretty much.
I don't know if I'd want to get my hair cut.
It's a men's only place.
I don't want... No, so no.
It's only staffed by hot women.
Okay, that's fine. And that is a practice to be endorsed. But I don't know if I'd want to get my hair cut at a place that is named after the act of burning villages down.
I don't know. I think it might be a different connotation.
R-A-Z-E?
Yeah.
There is no other connotation. That is shit Viking do.
That's a Wikipedia.
Yeah, maybe you do.
But it's fantastic. We got leather chairs that are like better chairs than I have at home type of deal.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been to your house. It's not that impressive.
Fuck you. Like, you get the scalp massage. You get the hot towel on the face.
You get a shoulder massage, a scalp massage. See, maybe I do have to go to this
place. I'm telling you.
How much is the haircut, though?
$30.
See, I refuse to pay more than $12 for a haircut.
But that includes everything.
Come there. I refuse to pay more than $12 for a haircut. Especially if I'm getting my head shaved.
You might pay it.
No.
You would.
No. If I wanted a hot girl to shave my head, I'd just stay home and beg Heather. Don't give me that look.
That look like, God, I can't believe you actually just went for that.
Yes, I realize I'm such a weirdo because I think my girlfriend is attractive.
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying it's fantastic for a screw with your haircut. Not only that. We could actually do a double show in that we go get our haircut and then pairings, wine and food market is right next door.
Oh, really? We haven't done markets.
It's not a market as much as it is kind of like a market / food stop that has all this high-end food, but some of it's also prepared as well.
It's me.
Oh, there you go. Careful, the top is very hot.
All right.
Bring yourself.
Thank you.
They're both really solid
sandwiches. All right.
Enjoy, you guys.
I look forward to it. Fantastic. Thank you. That isn't a sandwich.
I don't know what.
I don't care what you say. That is not a sandwich.
There is no way I can post up on this.
So, in fine tradition, go to a pizza place and not get pizza.
When else have we done that?
We did that Pizza Nia.
We got pizza there.
Oh, no. We got calzones.
You got calzone.
Oh, did you get actual pizza?
Holy crap.
We went with the sandwiches. I went with the cold sandwich, which is appropriately enough called the Fancy Lab, which includes, as I open the menu here, turkey, salami, roast beef, provolone, cheddar, and Swiss, lettuce, tomato, and mayo.
That's huge.
That is a giant sandwich. I mean, this rivals like Big Ten size, I would say. You went with the hot Dago. Now, we have to explain what a Dago is to people outside Minnesota. Because when I tried to explain this to my girlfriend, she thought I was being a horribly racist person.
Well, for once,
she was wrong.
For once. Hot Dago is a spicy Italian sausage on thick-cut Vienna bread, smothered with homemade red sauce and melted mozzarella. Think of it as garlic bread with meat.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't look like a sandwich.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
Mm.
You just lost some of your sandwich.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God. I need a fork.
I got four.
And a priest. And a bullet with a gun.
This is a giant sandwich. Sweet God.
I don't even know where to start on this.
Just pick a side, I would say. Just randomly. That's why I carry dice with me at all times.
Six-sided die?
Yeah, that's right.
Why'd you admit to that?
I have no problem with it. Sometimes you don't want to make a decision on your own, So you leave it up to the fickle fingers of fate, and you roll that son bitch.
Important to note that my sandwich is at least 6 inches high. No, three. No.
Apparently you've been comparing it to your dick, because that is not 6 inches.
Four?
I'll give you four.
Okay.
Yeah, yours isn't a sandwich. Yours is more a pile of things.
It's a pile of deliciousness.
Well, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's good. It's just I'm saying it defies the standard sandwich structure paradigms.
Oh, there's no way to pick it up, basically. Mmm, my God. Sauce is fantastic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. How's yours?
It's okay. It's a little unwieldy. Let me chew first before I talk.
A little
unwieldy. I finally got it to close, which is good. That's like an entire like meatloaf on the side of your...
It's okay.
Ow. This is one of the first times in a long time I've been jealous of what you've got.
Yeah, suck it. All right.
You know what was awesome, though? The Vincent burger. That was awesome.
You can do the rest of your show by yourself.
How is that any different than any other show?
Hey.
So.
How is everything that's about you?
Very good, thank you. My sandwich is a mess.
It's huge. That's a big sandwich.
Yeah. So I got a question for you.
Okay.
And the food related tip. Have you seen these new Domino's commercials?
Yes, I have.
Now I would like your opinion of this, of these, of not only the commercials, but this, the thought process behind it, the philosophy behind it.
Well,
first explain them for the people that haven't watched it.
Domino's has taken some of the criticism to heart, and they, for what I'm gathering from the commercials, is they had panels of consumers where they tried their pizza and then give honest answers on you know, how the pizza tastes, and you know, from the crust to the cheese to the toppings to the what am I forgetting?
Crust, cheese, topping. That's pretty much
everything. Yeah. Sorry.
but hit all the bases.
Give honest answers, and then so you actually see them giving this criticism, but also Domino's executives, chefs, you know, people of importance actually acknowledging it. But now they're changing everything.
Uh-huh.
The recipe for the crust, better cheese blend, better toppings, more attention to detail.
No.
Things of that nature.
Okay. So, what is your opinion of this?
Well, I like Domino's.
Okay.
It's a trashy pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it is. If I want to get good pizza, then I will go to Red Savoy's or Galactic or Pizza Luce or, you know.
Is there anything resembling any of those, like out in the burbs? Leaning Tower, I think. Isn't there one or two out there?
There's another Leaning Tower, but I'll go to Punch, Leaning Prairie, if I really, or I'll drive farther away from Shakopee and go to Clancy's in Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Clancy's in Jordan is fantastic. They do a thin crust pizza, but also do pressure fried chicken as well. It is a dive. I mean, it is. Like, it makes...
Well, it's in Jordan.
Well, yeah, but it makes... I'm trying to think of another dive. Just out of
Lion's
there.
Tap.
It makes Lion's Tap look like the Lexington.
It is.
But...
But you like Domino's.
I out of all of those type chains, that is the one I'll most likely order from. Which is saying something, considering my dad actually works for Papa John's.
No. Whereas myself, I don't remember the last time I had Domino's. And we didn't really have it growing up because of the... And this may no longer be the case, I don't remember. But at the time, back in the 80s and 90s, the founder of of Domino's, and I believe he was the CEO, was really big into donating to anti-abortion groups.
Really?
Yeah.
Same guy as the one who burned the Subway.
I don't know if it's the same guy.
Okay.
I don't have any names. Or
threw the complaint letter in the oven or something.
Yeah, like that. I don't remember names or anything like that. That's just kind of what I remember. So we never had it growing up.
Okay.
So I have no real opinions of Domino's. However, a couple of things. One, I was a little amazed because I'd been watching these commercials over the last, you know, few months here, of the various other commercials, not just this one, but the last couple where they're trying to sell the sandwiches and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I noticed that the funny-looking chef that was hawking the bread bowls
yeah.
in those commercials, he's an actual chef for them.
That doesn't surprise me a bit. I think with the honest nature of the commercial, that would be the first thing that they would point out.
Well, no, I was just a little shocked.
Hmm.
And then the super cute girl who was hawking the sandwiches on the little fight.
Yeah.
The fight commercial where it's like the bread bowls.
And, I know what you mean.
Yeah, she's like a product manager. She's also in these commercials. So that was cool to see her again because I like cute girls on TV. However, that is just a meatloaf.
That's a plank of...
That is a plank of...
And it's delicious.
Is it very good?
Yeah. I'm completely happy with this considering the last two times that something like this has happened. I've come out in the short end of this, so you can suck my Italian sausage. All right.
Sad that's the best you got.
I don't care. I'm enjoying my Italian sausage sandwich.
But what bothers me about these commercials and this whole marketing campaign is that they're talking about all of these things that they're doing. They're putting a garlic butter on the crust, and they're using, you know, real cheese, and they're using a better sauce.
Right.
And what bothers me about this is the fact that all of this stuff was perfectly within their power to do before this.
Right.
And now because they're losing in the wars, in the pizza wars, they're finally getting around to, like, oh, maybe we should give some quality.
I didn't know there were pizza wars.
Oh, there's wars in everything. Just gotta know where to look.
You gotta find those wars.
I'm not saying there's Papa John's versus Domino's, you know, Sharks versus Jets fights around. A lot of snapping.
I just saw my dad doing the dance from West Side Story.
The West Side Story. That's very good. Remember that. Hold that image and cherish it.
Forever.
But it's just like, I was just a little insulted by the commercial.
I wouldn't.
Because it was just like...
Insulted?
Yeah, because it was just like, oh my God, look at us. We're putting real cheese on the pizza.
And snapping in time.
Yes. It's just like, that doesn't make me want to... I don't know, to me it seems like we were intentionally screwing you over. We got called on it. Now we're making a half-hearted effort to give you a good pizza.
I wouldn't call it half-hearted. And I think if it raises the level of all those type of establishments, food quality as a whole, I don't see a problem with it. Let's just be honest. You can't get good food out where I live that often,
mm-hmm.
of that nature. So if I can get something close... That helps. Okay.
No, I'm fine. I'm just trying not to show you what I'm eating as I eat it.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Took a rather big bite there. I don't know. It didn't entice me to buy Domino's at all.
You've got. Think about everything you've got near you. I think I would be ashamed of you if that was the thing you would order. You know.
But it's the same thing, like, I'll rock Pizza Hut, and we get Papa John's fairly regularly, too.
Really?
Yeah. And your dad hasn't delivered yet, so.
No. Was there a reason?
I like Pizza Hut, just in general.
But when you have, like, I mean, think about it. You have Red Savoy's. You have.
We have not tried here.
You've got Galactic. You've got.
Here's
Pizza Lucia. You got DeLuno's.
Which I've never had. Which I've never had, but I've heard is good.
It's very good.
I like. I mean, we'll do Lucia on occasion. But that's more. Kinda, yeah. I mean, I hate to admit this on a show like this, but there are sometimes I just don't care. You know what I mean? It's just
like what I just said about yeah. Domino's. You know?
No, and I'm not saying you're a bad person for doing Domino's. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes I just. But
I'm a bad person.
The bigger thing for me why we do Papa John's and Pizza Hut mm-hmm. is you can order online.
That is a.
And that is one nice. Nicely done.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. You just spit a large chunk of meatloaf at me. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But the ability to order online is something that the chains can do. Or I shouldn't say that they can do. All these places could do it. Red Savoy could do online delivery, online ordering if they wanted to. Mm. But there's sometimes when I just don't feel like talking to a person.
Bad enough you have to answer the door or put on pants to answer the door.
Yeah. You know,
even then, it's probably pretty optional.
The advantage with the Papa John's website is that you can pre-tip.
Oh, okay.
You can put the tip at the very beginning, you know, as you're checking out. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do any math or you have to do math, but, you know, you don't have to...
Think hard about it.
You don't have to think hard about it, which I like, you know. So, and then, like, things like, you know, Lucha and Galactic Pizza, sometimes I don't want wild rice pizza. You know what I mean?
Everyone wants wild rice
pizza. No, no one wants wild rice pizza. You've destroyed that sandwich.
I'm starving.
Guys, you got a can of sodas?
Yep, yeah, thank you.
Great, thank you. Oh my god.
It's kind of amusing.
That was a lot of food.
Yeah, it was, and you amply... You amply stepped up to the plate.
I'm not going to try to eat the scraps, though. It's because it's mostly sauce.
Well, it is true. So I think you should talk a little bit about where you were last week. If anything, to provide evidence in your coming statutory trial.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for that. Well, I'm going to finish shooting here and take a little sip here.
Very good.
I had the pleasure for attending for the 14th year in a row. 14.
Was
yes.
it 14, 14 now? It's gone up 2 since we last talked.
No, it's 14 years total now. The YMCA Youth in Government Program, which, for those of you who don't know, it is a mock government that is held by 8th through 12th graders.
Oh shit! That could have been
with
bad.
Assistance from first and second year underclass or college undergrads. It's approximately 1,300 students across the state, and it's a 4-day weekend. It's housed primarily both at the state capitol in St. Paul and all the capitol grounds there. So the judicial center. And at in the actual Senate chambers and House chambers and all the committee rooms, but it's also housed at the Hilton in downtown Minneapolis, where all the kids stay, and they have various activities for them to do when they are not in session. But they have a full on election process, governors, lieutenant governor.
No, this is a state government that they're simulating.
Basically, yeah, all the way down to media.
Yes.
So they have a radio station, TV station. And 2 newspapers, so it is completely student run. You know, obviously there has to be adult involvement along the way, but once the actual government aspect of it is completely student run,
all the laws being passed, all that stuff.
Exactly, and some of the laws range from, you know, very serious laws to building a Death Star. Which comes up every single year. And passes every single year. We can build a Death Star, but we can't...
We don't have the budget.
We can build a Death Star, but we can't build the Vikings a new stadium.
Kings don't need a new fucking
very
stadium.
Very clear this is never going to get built.
Yeah.
But you were part of the program.
I was.
I was part of the program. Still am part of the program.
Still are.
But it is. It's a good time. It's a good time. You've shunned it for many years now, but
it's not that I've shunned it.
You've shunned it.
I've not shunned it. Sounds makes me sound like I dislike it, and I don't. I had very clear demands
that were not met.
That were not met. So.
They're not
there you
gonna
go.
They're not going to provide you with 25 virgins. It's not going to happen.
Well, they are high school kids. They're a little hard to find.
So we had an interesting time this year in that the governor was actually kicked out for code of conduct issues.
And, oh, really?
He did the we'll call it, he hit the trifecta in that he was drinking. Smoking drugs, not smoking cigarettes. Drinking, doing marijuana, and had sex in the governor's suite.
God bless him.
The guy was a douche, so I'm not.
Well, that's fine, but.
You guys doing all right there? A little more similar?
I'm good for right now, thank you.
Do you guys want me to split the.
No, just on one.
Yeah. Okay.
But the guy, I will not salute this guy because the guy was a douche. And
but you know what though, if you're gonna go, you gotta go big.
No, you would have been like, I want to hit this kid.
Oh no, I want to hit a lot of people. But that doesn't mean you can't. Here's the thing, and we'll use state government.
In many ways, he was no different than any other governor.
Well, no, I'm going somewhere with it. To use an example, Mark Sanford was never a governor.
Who was the governor? Governor Sanford in South Carolina.
Oh, I was thinking Minnesota State.
Oh.
Okay. But to use an example from Minnesota State government.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Take care of that whenever you're ready. You guys want me to do this away for you?
I'm good.
Let me take this. Then. All right. Very good.
Did you want some of this?
No. I'm going to explode.
Pick it up? All right.
I had it. Sandwich the size of a baby. Okay, you have to give me a second here. Anyway, as I've been trying to say, to use an example from state government, Jesse Ventura,
yeah,
raging douche. Okay. However, he had some entertaining ideas, and he pulled some interesting stunts.
Yes.
And to that, I will salute those. But that doesn't mean if he wasn't a Marine and 10 times my size, I wouldn't take a swing at him.
And the bidet.
Okay, well, he's not going to the bidet anymore.
He's more the,
He's more old. He's more the old. It's Jesse the old Ventura.
The haggard.
Yeah. No, I think that's amazing that finally. See, I always had this idea.
They kicked him out on the last day, too.
Of course. See,
so you couldn't give a speech or anything?
But here's the thing, though. When did he do it?
Saturday night.
Oh, so he did. So he waited till last night.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, it would not shock me if something like that happens and they let the kid finish, especially if he was a name within the organization.
He wasn't.
Well, fine. It didn't matter because he did a Saturday night.
Yep.
But I always had this idea to do a complete event over the course of Model Assembly.
Boom.
Model Assembly is the name of this of kind of that weekend. So I wanted to do essentially a staged kidnapping of the president or of the governor.
You realize that's a felony?
No, it wouldn't be like a real kidnapping. I'm saying, but we would do it as part of the program,
like a mystery of sorts.
Not so much a mystery, but you could work it into, okay, now the lieutenant governor has to do something, or there pretty much covers the media side of it for the whole weekend. I'm very much, you see, I think this is just my background in role-playing games.
And yeah,
I want shit to happen.
Exactly. You're looking for a spectacle.
I want something to happen. And nothing happens until you have the governor smoking, drinking, and whoring in the governor's mansion.
Best part is that one of his chiefs of staff made a run at the girl the night before, and he got kicked out, too.
Who is this Just, I'm trying to think of a good term. Black Widow, maybe?
I don't know.
It was another delegate?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of... let's just put it this way. There was a lot of cleaning that needed to be done in that governor's suite.
A lot of votes put in that ballot box, is what you're saying? A lot of late-night polling of the electorate?
I like that. Let's hope there's no hanging chads. Here all week.
And what's really bad is this: we're talking about a minor, so we're totally going to hell.
Oh.
But we're comfortable with that.
But it was a good weekend, nonetheless. The Shakopee kids and the Shakopee delegation was good, as always.
Noah got kicked out.
We had to send a girl home sick, but that's unavoidable.
Well, all sickness is avoidable.
Not this one. She puked everywhere.
Well, she could have avoided whatever got her sick.
Okay.
I'm not gonna argue
with your retardedness, but... retardation.
Are you done?
Retard.
Are you done?
Yeah, now I am.
Speaking of tards and things like that, I introduced the word ass-tard to my group at work today.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're gonna try to work that in more often.
It's a good word.
Not to work emails so much, but among ourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yes.
Topic, ass-tard.
Ass-tards. Neither asses nor tards.
Discuss.
I'm extremely full.
I feel like if I like rock back and forth, I'm just gonna keep moving that direction.
Your ballast is all off.
I am.
But you liked it. You liked your sandwich.
Oh my god, yeah.
You would come back. Now you, if I remember right, you were not a fan of Gloom's.
No, not at all. I think it was my first pan. You know.
Which is amazing because that was as we discussed in the first five episodes.
You know, I take that back because I didn't like what I had. Our first show was at the Muddy Pig.
Yeah, and neither of us liked that.
Which was sad because we got an amazing beginning. Beer list, but
the food just fell. Yeah, it fell badly.
Like hard on his face. But that being said, you know, I take that back. It was my second pan.
But you're a fan of this now.
I enjoy the plank of Italian sausage, yes.
Yes. Now,
we'll see how much my colon enjoys it.
If I remember right, a Dago is that... Now, they have this in Chicago with the pizza, the deep dish pizza, where it's a solid patty of sausage.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much that applied to a sandwich.
Exactly. It's essentially this one was preformed in that.
Well, yeah.
But when you... Say you go to a place like... Gino's East.
Yeah.
And, you know, they plop down the ground Italian sausage, and then they push it so it makes one big plank across. So it's a layer of frosting in the middle.
Sausage frosting.
Sausage frosting.
I think there's a market for that.
Either that, or I think there is a... that's the name of our episode.
Sausage frosting? I don't know. Oh, speaking of meat desserts. The girlfriend and I, she got a new job, she got promoted more specifically. So we went out for dinner to celebrate.
Okay.
We went to the Craftsman, the 2009 Golden or Grand Hickory Award winner.
Hey, the name.
I don't know what to tell you. Although our Listener's Choice winner, Natman, actually backed you up on the fact that he thought, well, Fetty's was a better name. However,
thank you, Natman.
I must say that he actually phrased it as, this is one of the few things I agree with Dave on.
We're taking baby steps, Natman and I.
So
you can suck it. It's well Fetty's from now on.
Well, the awards haven't been finished yet, so we probably still could call it the
Well Fetties.
The Well Fetties. I don't know. It just sounds lame to me. I don't know why.
I'm so excited.
I suppose. We'll talk about it, I guess.
It rolls off the tongue.
I suppose. I like the Golden Bacon Awards.
You know, here's the problem. This is your mind for marketing. You like it. I mean, everybody else gets to like it.
I like the fact that this is now becoming a running joke on the show. How lame I am at this.
It's not lame. You just suck.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that.
No problem.
You're a terrible friend.
Really?
Anyway, no. So we went to the crash mode.
Okay.
And I went with the pork rillettes. Rillettes again. Fantastic.
Again.
And Heather had one bite of it and decided she did not like it. So it's pretty much meant all for me. Which was good because...
Did you get something nice like a salad or something like that?
No, what she did, she got some really good expensive cheese.
Okay.
And she got the cheese plate.
Artisan.
Yeah,
sorry. I realized...
It's not a race from Lord of the Rings.
Artisan.
Yes. Yeah, this was a...
Sorry about that.
If I remember it, it was like a Greer-ish cheese from Wisconsin. It wasn't Greer, but it specifically said it's like Greer, but it's a little different. I didn't like it, so she got all of that. So it worked out well. And then she had the turkey burger,
okay,
which she was middling on, but it wasn't really a turkey burger. It was more like a turkey meatloaf sandwich.
All good.
Which is fine, but she hates meatloaf because she's a dirty commie. So...
You want soda, you guys?
I'm good.
I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
And then I had, I had the hanger steak, which was fantastic.
Didn't you get that last one?
No, I had I had the stuffed venison burger.
Okay, yeah.
No, this was a hanger steak. And there was a couple moments of comedy out of that.
You got a little too, that's the most excited I've ever seen you on the show. You just say, I got the hanger steak.
It was fantastic. It was awesome. It was great. I'm not used to eating steak.
Right.
And... You've seen me eat.
Right. You eat with purpose.
I eat with purpose, but I eat large bites.
Yeah.
Okay?
Dude.
You can't eat steak in large bites.
No. You could try, but you're going to choke.
You can try, but I sat there, like, my first bite. I sat there literally chewing it for, like, 5 minutes.
Too big?
It was too big. And what was worse is, meanwhile, Heather is laughing at me because I took too big of a bite. So I'm trying to finish. And there's nothing worse than trying to chew fast.
Especially meat like that.
When you're being laughed at by your girlfriend.
Right.
It was painful. It was.
You'll learn to chew one of these.
No, well, I eventually learned not to take, bites the size of my fist. So, I got somewhat civilized.
And chew on cheese with something.
But, they give you, it was the hanger steak with fries and béarnaise.
Okay,
béarnaise was very good. Mm-hmm. A little eggy for me, but, whatever. But they gave me fries that was easily like three whole potatoes worth of fries.
Oh my God.
That's too much fries. We as a culture, our fries portion is too large. And this is not an attack on the craftsman. I'm saying in general, we eat too many goddamn fries. And the byproduct of that is, first, dietarily,
it's wrong.
It's bad because it's nothing but starch and salt.
Right.
Okay. Secondly, it deadens your taste buds because it's often so salty, and you can't enjoy the rest of your food. Plus, you just ate like three whole potatoes. So, you don't have room for the good stuff.
What I don't understand is,
steak
is meant. Is it meant to be one with the potato?
Yes.
But the quintessential steak meal is accompanied with a baked potato?
Yes.
I don't understand the fries with it.
I don't get that either.
I don't understand the mashed potatoes with it. That
I like mashed potatoes.
Paired with steak?
Absolutely.
It's just
here's the thing. I will pair mashed potatoes with just about everything. Lucky Charms, mashed potatoes. I'll do it. It's fine. If I'm feeling jaunty, it'll be in the mashed potatoes.
That's kind of what I assumed was happening.
Yeah, no, mashed potatoes go with everything.
No, they really don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they really don't.
Mashed potatoes are the Florida. I'm trying to think of a good word here that goes with everything. Mashed potatoes are the little black dress of your plate. They work with everything.
I'm gonna go
for every occasion. Well, it's fun to be wrong. So. No, that's fine if you want to be wrong.
I actually like, the only way I really, like, really enjoy mashed potatoes, potato buds. I like the
fake. I don't think I've ever had potato buds.
They're fantastic. I like smooth, fake mashed potatoes. I don't like lumpy. I don't like them lumpy.
I don't like lumpy either.
Right.
But. Well, I suppose we could start. Oh, I should talk about this. Alvy, I talked about this at the beginning of the show. Talking with Alvy,
mm-hmm.
my weekly, when the fuck are you coming back on the show?
Okay.
And he says, well, there's a problem.
What's that?
Apparently, our cute little Australian man,
mm-hmm.
our local beer purveyor, has sworn off alcohol.
Wait. I'm gonna raise my hand.
Yes,
okay.
Mr. Bergen.
Yeah. Doesn't. I could be wrong.
We
might have to actually consult the internets on this one.
Yeah, we might.
But doesn't he own a store where they sell alcohol?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Continue.
That's pretty much all there is to say. He said that he is done drinking beer.
Altogether.
And, well, you see, first the conversation went, well, I'm taking the week off.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well, we don't have to have it this week. You know, no. It's not a big deal. You know, that's fine. It's like, well, actually, it's going to be like every week now. I'm like, okay. And what was amusing is, like, you can still be on the show. You don't have to drink.
Right. Okay.
And he's like, well, I honestly hadn't thought of that. And I don't
think we can go to places where we don't drink.
Yeah, case in point.
Exactly. This orange crush is delicious.
It is very good. So I'm still trying to get him on the show. We were hoping to get him on today, but it's Hop Slam today.
Okay.
As we record this, so he couldn't make it.
Just find him funny.
It is a bit like a Mormon running a sex shop. You know,
I can understand.
I can understand, and you know what?
Because, you know, when he left our previous employer...
Your previous employer. Ours and you and his.
Yeah, ours and
his. I just want to say.
Yeah. He was in very good shape. You know, rode his bike every single day.
Yeah.
And, you know, going from that to drinking every day, because it's part of your job.
Yeah.
It takes a toll on the body. So I can see where he might...
Yeah, and that's pretty much what he said. Yeah. I mean, I don't think this is a...
I don't think it's an end-all be-all, but I think it's maybe a...
I'm trying to remember what the hell was...
A lull in the action.
You might know this, and I can't... I can see the poster, but I can't see the title. What was the name of the movie with Meg Ryan and some Hispanic guy?
It was...
Where she was an alcoholic. Al Franken wrote it.
Oh my god. It was...
What's the name of this movie?
The guy...
Andy Garcia was the husband.
All I see him in is Ocean's 11.
And that was not the movie.
It was... Let's say Stepmom, but that was Julia Roberts.
No, that was My Stepmother. No, wait, no.
Meg Ryan... Was
oh, what the hell is the name of that movie?
Hold on.
We'll have to look it up. Well, yeah.
Vamp for a few seconds here. I can make this happen.
It has nothing to do with anything we were talking about.
Well, right, but this is important and it's going to bother both of us. Yes. And the listener until we figure out what the hell it is.
Yes.
So I'm going to search for Meg Ryan and Andy Garcia.
Just look up Meg Ryan.
Well, Meg Ryan is going to
be sufficient. That'll be sufficient.
Meg Ryan.
If you give me the title, that'll be fine. While you're looking that up, I want to mention our special guest. Like I said, I haven't gotten confirmation as of right this second as I'm checking my email here. So sometime in the next couple weeks, we are going to have... what is it?
When a Man Loves a Woman.
When a Man Loves a Woman, that's right.
1994. There you go. I don't know why I thought it was Stepmom or something like that.
I don't know why that was either. It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Oh, okay. I've got the guy's name now. I didn't want to say it wrong. I don't have confirmation yet, but sometime in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have Andrew Kaiser on the show. Now, he's
as in the Kaiser role.
I would assume so, yes. He has come up with this really cool thing, and I think it will is the thing that will get you onto Twitter.
Okay.
Okay. He has come up with this thing called hopchart.com.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a kind of a combination of Twitter forum plus beer discussion. What you do is you basically list all the beers that you have. Like, I could do a Twitter post and say, I'm having, you know, the Surly Darkness at, well, not at Red Savoy because they don't fucking have it, but I'm having the Surly Darkness at the Four Firkins.
Okay.
Then that will be logged into my account so that at any point I can then go look up, okay, here are the beers that I've had. And you can leave comments like, I liked it, I hated it, you know, it was terrible, whatever.
Right.
You can also put wish lists on there. So you're saying, okay, I want to try this. You can also make friends with people so that if I know...
With other parts of the Twitter audience.
Can you guys me over to Julia?
Yeah. Oh, I can pay you now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, not a problem. What is that fucking...
Oh, it's a recorder.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it goes out to all the other Twitterati.
It goes out, but you can have friends. So it's like, if I know that you have good taste in beer, I see that you're having this and you like it, then I know to go. So it's kind of a beer discussion kind of thing. But a local guy, and just he's a programmer that loves beer, so he created this site. It's really cool. I haven't used it very much because I just haven't been drinking a lot lately. Although I had the New Glarus out of Wisconsin. I had their New England Porter. Not good. No,
I don't like.
It's like if you mix porter with Fruit Loops. It was just. It was like a weirdly fruity beer.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Wait for a second. So, but anyway, we'll have him on either next week or the week after. Like I said, we'll try to get confirmation. Just stay tuned to the website for details.
Sounds good.
And check him out at hopchart.com. Be my friend. I'm Pants Commander, as is my Twitter account. So, Twitter.com/PantsCommander.
Still gonna. You're gonna need to work harder at the whole Twitter thing.
I'm just.
You know, you realize how long it took you to get me on Facebook. So.
Yeah, and for a while there, you were all over that.
Facebook?
Yeah.
And hating it, or?
No, you were using it quite regularly.
I think it's lost its appeal. I'm kind of burnt out.
It's because you found all your ex-girlfriends, and then it's just.
Thanks. Thanks.
It's just a cavalcade of disasters and sad memories.
You're an
kind of how the show goes. Oh, and let's wrap it up here while I calculate tip.
Once again, the Well-Fed Guide is brought to you in part by the Four Firkins Specialty Beer Store, which can be found at thefourfirkins.com. Questions or comments can be left in either the show notes or in the forums at cancerbasegangsters.com under the Well-Fed Guide.
We should do a quick verdict here before we wrap up.
That was an epic sandwich.
It was awesome. It was very sandwich. Good. And I think this is a definite improvement over Galoonies.
Yeah.
So if the area kind of turned you off or whatever...
This will turn you back on.
This will turn you back on, and then it will make you bloated.
Exactly.
Because they're giant. And giant sandwiches.
They have many, 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 many locations. So check them out.
They're all over the place. There will be links to it in the show notes. So.
And you guys are still doing okay on the orange, right?
We're good.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
So on that note...
And we didn't try their pizza, but I've heard it's good.
It is good. I've had it at the other locations.
Awesome. So thank you guys again for listening.
Yep.
We appreciate it. You can join us. You mentioned the forums, right?
I did.
You mentioned the Facebook group. Did you do that?
I did not.
Because you hate Facebook.
I hate...
Find us on Facebook.
I hate people.
You do.
And I hate people's faces.
Also true.
And I hate books.
Also true.
I hate you.
Well, that's just an indicator of bad taste on your part, but...
All right. We'll see
whereas I'm doing God's work by bringing a retard to lunch.
Thank you. Good food. Like my meat plank.
I thought you said lick my meat plate for a second there.
I lick my meat plate.
Have a great week, everybody.
Meat plate. Wow.